Hello, everyone. This is Chris Cahill, broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. And I'm coming to you live on February 20th, 2013 from downtown Los Angeles. The name of this show is Psychic Every Day, and tonight is the premiere. We will be bringing this show to you, or I will be here bringing this show to you with Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet, every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific Time. And I hope you can listen and join on in. So first of all, I'm a professional psychic. I'm a professional full-time psychic, and it's what I do every day. And that's why I name my radio show Psychic Every Day. I also have a blog called Psychic Every Day, too. And what I do is work with energy, because that is what psychic means. Psychic means being sensitive to and aware of energy. And so that's what I do, whether it's working with clients or students or myself, you know, just doing things with energy. And I'm a real geek about it. I love it. It's a lot of fun. And also, what I'd like to say to you is not only am I psychic, but you are too. It's a human thing to be aware of energy and to be sensitive to energy. So in this show, every week, what I'll be doing is talking about different themes and different kinds of topics and how they relate to energy and how they relate to being psychic. Tonight's theme is relationships. So the show is going to be all about relationships, and I'd like to talk a bit about what it means to be psychic in relationships, or actually when you're more aware of your own energy, what that does to the relationships you have, the ones you create, and the ones you're able to really manifest for yourself. So I'm going to be looking at all of this from a clairvoyant point of view. Being clairvoyant is being psychic, and clairvoyance is the ability to see energy clearly. That's what I practice. That's what I work with. So first and foremost, I would like to get into this next part of this. The whole thing about being psychic and energy, people always say to me when I say, well, you know, I'm a psychic. I work with energy. I look at energy. And often people will say, well, what's energy? Energy is everything. Everything and everyone has a unique vibration, a unique kind of energy. And everything you have in your life, everything you create, everybody you know, every place you've been, has a unique vibration too. And energy and vibration are the same thing. So when you're working with a conscious awareness of energy and of what that means to you, it makes it easier for you to actually consciously create more of the energy you want to come your way. A lot of times when people have come to me for readings or to, you know, because they've got something they're going through or something they're trying to have, and they see it as outside of themselves. They see themselves as not really having power over that thing, or that it's not up to them. And what I usually will do is say, look, actually, it really is up to you. There's a way that you're actually agreeing to have your energy in this particular direction, or there's a way that you're using energy in that direction. And I'll say it to them in plain terms, you know, just this is the agreement you have to have this or to have that. And, you know, I'll get more specific as we continue with the show. I'm just giving you a vague sort of example here. But when I point this out to somebody, it might just be that that's the thing that they're in now until they decide to become more conscious. So when this comes down to being conscious in your relationships, what I see is that when you become really conscious of your relationships with others and what you're agreeing to have or how you're agreeing to be treated or what it is that you'd like to, you know, just manifest in those relationships, you're able to more clearly create some of what you want. So to also add to this, what I'll be doing in every show, and you know, beginning tonight, is taking some live calls during the show. I will be giving some readings, and I'll be starting that in just a moment or two. It looks like I have some people starting to call in. So just letting you know, if you'd like to call and get a reading on the air tonight, the number here is 1-800-893-9562, and I'll be, you know, giving little mini readings, so you can call in with a question you have about relationships, and it can be very personal if you'd like it to be. But I want to continue a little bit more about relationships and agreements. Every relationship you have begins with the one you have with yourself. And that's really the most important relationship that there is in your life. Whether you believe that or not, the way you see yourself and how you would like to, you know, just have that agreement with yourself clear. If it is clear, actually, that's when you start to get more clear about your relationships with other people. And every relationship you have with somebody else has an agreement. And the agreement might be a conscious one. It might be one that's very clear. You're very certain, you know, like, for example, your agreement with your boss might be, I work for my boss. I do this kind of work and I get a paycheck, or I get to learn these things, or I get to have this kind of responsibility and my boss gets this good work from me, or whatever. That's one way to look at it. And then in a romantic relationship, you might have an agreement with somebody to be there for them, or they're there for you. Often what I see in romantic relationships, especially the ones that are changing now, because a lot of them are, is that people are starting to examine what it is that they're agreeing to have or be or take charge of in that relationship. So, for example, one of the big themes I've been noticing recently in a lot of the readings I've been doing is that people are looking at who is handling the emotional work in a relationship. It's always kind of a fun thing to look at. I mean, who's taking care of the emotions? Is it both of you? Is it just one of you? Is one of you not bothering? So that's kind of a fun thing to notice for yourself. And it's not to, you know, get all mad and blame somebody or go off on a tangent because you realize that maybe you've been handling some of that work and maybe the other person's been a little bit absent with it. It's more about just having a conscious way of looking at it and of agreeing with somebody or maybe disagreeing with somebody. So continuing along those lines, I'd really like to bring in my very first caller, and I'll be giving some mini readings. And caller, I'd love it if you'd introduce yourself. Is someone there?
If it's me, it's Linda.
Oh, hi there. Did you say Linda?
Linda, yeah.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet, Psychic Every Day. So would you like a little reading, a relationship reading? I am offering those as a special tonight.
I would love that. I actually met somebody this weekend who I really, really liked. It's the first date I've gone on in a really long time.
Oh, that's great.
And so I was hoping that maybe you could let me know what they're like.
Fabulous. What I will do is do just a little short reading here, just looking at the overall energy of you and this other person. So your name is Linda. What is this other person's name, if you don't mind saying? You can just say the first name if you want.
Rod. R-O-D. Oh.
Okay, let's see. The first thing I see is there's a picture that you and Rod are talking, and it's interesting because what I see is you're communicating, you're doing a lot of communicating from the from the heart up, kind of like, you know, there are energy centers in the body, and I see you working at a fourth chakra level and a fifth chakra level, which is throat, it's communication center. And really expressing, but there's all this animation, and I see your face, you're enthusiastic, you're animated, and you just look like you're so happy to be talking to somebody who looks like he is seeing you. And when I look at Rod, the picture I see from him is, it looks like Rod has recently either come through something or he has decided something new for himself, and it might be, he might not have even said that to you, but the picture is that he is starting to kind of wake up a little bit at a fourth chakra level, like even more than he was, because he certainly has one. He certainly has a heart, and it's something that looks like he's sort of going through a thaw right now. And I don't mean with you. It looks like it was already happening before he came, before you two met. And the picture I see is the energy around him, as well as the energy around you, is that each one of you is growing. You already have an agreement with yourself, Linda, to be in a time of growth or a space of growth. You have permission to expand yourself and to grow into being more of who you are. And when I look at him, it looks like he just came out of something where maybe he felt like, you know, it looks like he came out of something where he was kind of punching down a wall or trying to figure out, and that's just an energetic wall, you know, trying to get through an old thing. So it looks like he's in a new place. And the energy between the two of you looks like there's a lot of room for growth. That just looks like there's permission for growth here. So one thing I see, not to tell you what to do, and I never predict anything because it's not written in stone that way, but what I see is one thing you can What you get to do, what you have the opportunity to do in this new relationship, you know, however it goes, is to communicate from honesty. Not that you are a liar at all, but just simply that it looks like in the past you might not have always said what you really felt or thought or wanted. And now you have a new opportunity to really say what you want. I just keep saying this, like you really have some opportunity for growth here.
Great.
So it looks like
that's what I felt too.
Yeah.
I felt like I could be honest with him and tell him. And I think he was thrilled that he even said to me, "Oh, you're not wearing a mask. You're actually being a human being with real feelings and emotions." And he was thrilled.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a sensitive person. That looks like, I mean, he really is thawing out at a level where he might have kept himself protected or blocked off, and he's not doing that anymore. So,
okay.
And actually, this is a great lesson for you, is you're not going to get what you want if you're hiding or if you're pretending.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of a good lesson to us all. It's a nice one.
Yeah. Don't be so nice that you don't ever get what you want.
There you go. I like it. Thank you for calling. Thanks so much for listening. And I really appreciate that you called in tonight, and good luck to you. Okay, that's great. That is one of my favorite things about relationship, you know, just the way that relationships change or how things happen, is that you really have the opportunity with how you change your own agreement with yourself to change what you attract. And over and over and over again, I see it with people, and I used to see it with myself all the time when I was looking for the kinds of relationships I wanted to have years ago. And I have many of those now. I love the people I know, and I love the relationships I've created, but I know a lot of it had to do with me changing. And the same is true for you. It's just that changing how you see yourself or how you decide to be. One thing our last caller learned is that she's, you know, by being herself, just being who she is, not being afraid to be who she is, she's getting to really have some more of what it is she'd like. So I'll take another caller here. It looks like we do have another one. And I also want to remind everybody that the number here is 1-800-893-9562. Call in and get a reading about your relationships tonight. So it looks like we have another person here online. And caller, would you please introduce yourself? Hello there.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, who is it?
It's Karen.
Karen, welcome. Thank you for calling in. How are you?
You're welcome. I'm terrific. The show sounds great.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for listening and for calling in. Would you like
of course.
Reading?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I would like to know what obstacles there might be in my way that maybe I'm not seeing or not aware of that are keeping me from having the relationship I want. And I mainly mean a love relationship.
Okay.
I don't need any more friends. I don't mean that. Of course I do.
Well, Karen,
but I mean a very special love relationship.
All of your friends are writing you out of their lives right now. No, I'm kidding. Okay, let's take a look at that. Because here's what I'll do. I'll look at it as permission to have what you want in that relationship space of yours. So I'm just going to look at your relationship space and just what it looks like to be able to create a love relationship for yourself. So let's see.
Excellent.
And the vibration I'm seeing in that space right now, the picture is you're sitting in the middle of the relationship space, kind of in the middle of it by yourself, and you're still doing some cleanup, looks like, and you've got like a fog machine. It looks like a little sort of a something you'd put in the middle of a house to get rid of bugs. And it's not that you're trying to keep anyone out. It looks like there's a fumigating or there's a releasing or trying to clear out old energy. And what I see is you actually did clear it out. It's already gone, but you haven't been trusting that this space is okay. So it looks like what you're doing in present time is being a little bit perfect about what's in here. And I also see you being in the middle of this space and sort of worrying over it or walking around in it. Now to those who are, anybody who's listening, a relationship space or any kind of space is the kind of, it's you having space to create what you want. So I'm looking at this as what's happening in that space of Karen's, even whether she has a relationship she wants or not, she has a space for it. And so do you. So let's see. The picture is that you have been Even though you've been out and about and doing different, you know, going out and seeing friends or traveling or doing whatever you've been doing, the picture is you've been kind of sticking close to this space and not trusting you can just simply walk away from it. And I'm not suggesting that you give up the idea of a relationship, not by any means. But it looks like there's something about you sticking close to this space, not wanting to trust that you can just simply relax and let it be how it is. That it's okay to just, it doesn't have to be perfect. And you don't have to be perfect. And that looks like one of the things you're hitting now is not that you're expecting yourself to be perfect in every moment, but there is this kind of perfect energy about it has to be like a precious perfect energy. And my suggestion is with this, not what you should do, but what I see is just by saying hello to that, you know, just by suggesting that to you, what it looks like you're doing is you're starting to clean out some of what has been looking like it's been not moving. The energy, the relationship space itself is fine, but there's been all this old stuff in there that hasn't been moving. And now you're getting it moving again. It's been a little frozen or a little static. So you're getting energy kind of clearing out, including some real unconscious energy, kind of just this not being clear with yourself about what it is sometimes that you're allowed to have. And then you know what I see behind all of this is this, all of this energy in here was not yours, and it was hiding your own wishes, your own dreams and desires. And behind all of that energy that was sort of a fear or an unconscious block energy, there's all this color. And the color was the stuff, it's the color you've had, you know, like color is a vibration or is pictures or is energy or feeling or emotion. And I see that all of that has been there since the time you were really, really young. I mean, since you were a kid, it looks to me like since the time you were a child, you just really wanted someone to play with, you know, like, let's go.
Yeah, I want fun.
Exactly. And what you've had in the meantime has been sometimes where you got really responsible for somebody, or you were expected to be responsible, or you weren't given clear communication, or you didn't communicate clearly. And it looks to me like if you're going back toward bringing this space back to the energy of fun, just like that's the goal. You know, I want to have fun with someone. I want to be able to create something that is really, truly fun for me, that it changes everything. It changes the energy of what you're able to have in here. So what I see is getting stuck in here, or has been stuck, has just been this old sort of frozen, perfect energy. And then, you know, also what's in there is judgment, and it's not your judgment. You know, judgment from others about what it should be or what's possible. So when I look at you taking a step through this and moving it out of your way and starting to really create something, it looks like it's about letting it be colorful. Just deciding to be fun, deciding to have fun, and continuing to keep that picture you have about what you want. So you don't have to be anything other than who you are, and you already are fun. That's what I'm looking at. So how you doing there?
That sounds good. That sounds really good. That sounds exactly like what I've been thinking. Like, you know, it seems like it's a good time. I feel ready, but still just a little tentative to really get out there more than I am now.
Yeah. You know, do you remember, have you read Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, but
do you
it's
remember?
Been a while.
Yeah, well, there's this one little scene between Winnie the Pooh and Tiger, what, the little one, Piglet, sorry, I'm confusing them all. And Piglet is saying, you know, sometimes you just gotta leave your little corner of the woods, Pooh. That's where you're going to find people. And so that comes up with you. It's like, just get out of your little corner of the woods, Karen. You know? Absolutely. Well, enjoy.
That is great.
Thank you so much for calling and for listening. It was wonderful to read you. So thanks a lot. Bye-bye. So if anyone else who is listening now would like to receive a relationship reading, please call in. You are welcome. I would love to say hello to your relationship space or to the energy of relationships. And the number here is 1-800-893-9562. So back to the energy of relationships. One thing I mentioned is that in this show every week, I'd like to talk about what is psychic about that week's topic. I mean, what does psychic have to do with relationships? Other than that's actually one of the biggest questions psychics get asked, relationships. And then one of the other biggest questions, of course, is money and career and all of that. But it's really fun to look at relationships because that is the thing that we are here for. I mean, that's what we really, we learn from each other. We learn from other people. We reflect each other to each other. It makes life so much more fun to be able to have relationships. And it makes life even more fun to have the relationships you want to have. So it's psychic to have relationships or to create them for yourself because you really get to see more about who you are. You know, if you're hanging around with a bunch of yes men or yes women, people who just reflect everything back to each other that they want to see, or those who don't really get to see you, they're seeing something else, but they don't really see you, it can feel really lonely. It can be like being in a room full of people and not ever really feeling like you can still feel lonely in that room full of people. And that's because no one's really seeing your spirit. Might be if you're hanging around with people who don't really see who you are, who don't see your truth, or you've been going out of your way to hide that, you can feel pretty lonely. So it's when you start to really see your own truth, your own spirit, your own energy, and to let others see that, like, oh, let other people in on it. Give that gift of yourself. It makes it much easier to create really truthful, honest relationships. You know, some that are really, really fun for you. And that are those honest relationships are the ones that have the most value. We don't need people who are constantly trying to undermine us. And sometimes we find we attract those people. And if that's what you've been doing, it might have to do with how you're undermining yourself. So not to beat yourself up, but just simply to look at that and see, well, let me be honest. I have another caller and I would love to bring you on in and have another reading now. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, it's Tamara.
Tamara, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Congratulations good. On the show.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to hear your voice. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Can you, Tamara, can you turn your radio down on your end? Because we're hearing a little feedback here.
Mine?
Yeah, turn your radio down.
It's in the other room.
We're still getting feedback. So if you can turn it down, that would be great. Okay, that's all right. We're going to go with it. So tell me, what would you like me to look at tonight?
Well, I'd like you to look at my relationship with my husband, Don.
Wonderful. Anything in particular or just the overall picture?
Let's just hear your overall picture of what's going on.
All right. I see you and Don, and it looks like the picture is that You're trying to talk Don into, it's funny, it's like the two of you are each in a different car lot as car salesmen, and you're pitching to each other, and you're trying to talk him into coming over to the Mercedes lot where you're selling cars, and he's wanting to stay in the used car lot, and you're trying to get him to come over to the Mercedes lot, and that's just the picture off the bat. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it's like... Yes, it does. Okay. Well, let me look a little deeper because it's a funny picture. And the thing is that it looks to me like when you first were together or you got married or all of that, that the two of you were both in agreement more about this. But it looks to me like you always had the attitude that, okay, I'm going to talk him into having more. I'm going to talk him into this down the road, or he will want to. And also it looks like you have, you've decided, yes, we can have more. We can go into this direction. And it looks like what he's in is in sort of a picture of having, it's hard for him to see that he can have more. It's hard for him to see that there is a bigger picture. And you're trying to talk him out of limiting things in the relationship. So what I see is, not just in the relationship, but in life, you're ready to go and take the family, it's like your whole family. You just want to take everybody forward into something bigger. And it looks like he's still trying to solve something where he's at. So when I look at you taking a step with this, it looks like if you can be honest about how much you've been in his space about this, it's going to help you to get out.
Okay.
Because you've really been in his space, and I'm not saying you're all wrong and everything. You're trying to help him and to encourage him and to get him to move forward. But it looks like what will be useful to you would be to let him be where he's at. You're in a different place, and it looks like as long as you're in his space, it's really difficult for him to see his way forward. Now, on the other hand, I can see the frustration you're in because you're like, come on, let's go. You know, let's go create this other level. And it looks to me like if you can start to create some things at that level for yourself, that it will be healing for both of you, and perhaps he'll be able to see his way there. I see him being a little bit like the pokey little puppy. You remember the pokey little puppy?
Yes.
And he's not easy to coax out of the darkness right now. He's kind of going through something where he needs to go through it. So what I see is it's not that the relationship is bad at all, not one bit, but just that it looks like it will be useful if you can start to not wait for him to create some of what you want to create, if it's possible, and then see what you can do about inspiring him to go there. Does that help?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on this, or are you good?
No, it was, I think you're... very good.
Well,
and it was really good to hear your voice again.
Oh,
and I'm really glad you're doing all this stuff. This is great.
Thank you. And thanks so much for calling. It's been years since I've heard your voice, so I appreciate you listening. Thank you. And good luck to you with everything. I hope I get to see you sometime.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right, Tamara. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, what we are doing tonight here at Psychic Every Day on, this is Chris Cahill for Psychic Every Day Radio on Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. And this show will come to you live every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time. You can listen to the show at Skid Row Studios. You can, we will also have this as a podcast on iTunes in a day or so. And if you are calling in and wanting to get a reading tonight, I will be giving readings through the show, and I'll be doing this through every show. Every show will, as I mentioned earlier, have a theme, and I'll focus on the theme when I give the readings. So I'll be giving a few more short little readings tonight. And the number to call is 1-800-893-9562. So back to relationships and being who you truly uniquely are. That's been a theme coming up tonight, and I love it. I think it's wonderful. I love to see people start to change their vision of who they are, start to heal that or to change that or to grow that. And when people do, and when you do, and you know, I'm sure you've done it at some point in your life, or you've done it again and again and again, it's that redefinition that humans get to do all the time. You change what it is that you are able to manifest and create. And all of that comes from how you see yourself and how you see what you're capable of and what is what you're able to have. I would like to take another caller here, and it looks like we have another one waiting. Hi, please introduce yourself. Hello.
Hi, this is Margarita.
Say your name again, please.
Margarita.
Margarita, welcome. Thank you for calling, and thanks for listening to the show tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you.
Are you doing well?
Yes.
Good. Well, would you like a little reading on a relationship reading?
Yes.
Wonderful. What would you like me to take a look at?
Well, I seem to have a lot of anger and frustration from past relationships that I keep holding on to as much as I try not to and try to move past it. And I think that I'm past it. I still have a hard time when I meet new people. I'm just very critical and I can't seem to shake anything off, and I just wonder if how I can get past it or move on from it and start building healthy relationships going forward.
You know, the first person I see, and I'm not trying, whenever I see somebody else in your reading that I'm saying hello to, I'm not blaming them for the energy, but I do see your mother, and not as the person creating this, but there's something about your relationship with your mother. And it's very old energy. It's past time. And I see it as this, either it's what she did or it's the energy of you taking on some of that lack of trust, like sort of an insecurity or an invalidation or lack of trust. It's a little bit of being a little bit of a victim in relationships. And it's not to, again, trash her invalidate her, but I see that that's it looks like some of what you are experiencing now and some of the pain you've been in about this, because it's painful to go through what you're going through, has been because it looks like in the past you sort of took on a certain thing that isn't really true, a belief or a picture or an idea that this is how things need to be or this is how they are. And I see it as manifesting in present time as you not being able to fully trust that you'll get what you want. And it's a little bit, again, as I just mentioned, it's a little bit like being a victim, sort of a victim to circumstances, rather than stepping up and really owning what it is you want. Now, I see you want, I mean, you have a heart. You want a relationship. You want to have lovely relationships with people. But it looks like some of the old relationships you've had, they're still clouding your vision because you look back at those and not just at the anger of the people you knew or you were in relationship with, but anger at yourself for not having chosen well, in your view. I'm not judging you as not choosing well, but you are. And
no, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and you can start to forgive yourself. You know, you can let that stuff go. It's not, you're not screwed up, you're not wrong, but you're hitting all this energy that says you're going to choose wrong again and again and again. And believe me, I don't know one person, one adult, who has not chosen a relationship at some point or other that they wish they hadn't. But don't we learn from all of those? Every single one. And you've learned from them. And one of the things that it looks like it will be helpful for you to start to learn is that you really can love yourself. You really can give to yourself permission to have that kind of kindness in your life. You know, to be able to have somebody who you want to give to, but you also want them to be able to give to you. It looks to me like in the past, you feel like you had some of your energy really drained, you know, in some relationships, and you're trying to create one or have one where you get to be given to as well, where you're not the one who's always giving, you know, and that you're not giving it away. And the way that you change that, and it's not just one way, it's not like I'm saying here's the magic, you know, formula, but really a good way that I know is to start to get to know who you are. Love yourself. You know, start to really write down honestly what it is you want. That's one thing that's always helped me is just like write it down. What is it I want? You know, and then you have to be honest. Be honest with yourself. And rather than just assuming it's going to be a certain way, because it looks like what you do is you assume. And when you do that, you attract what you're assuming. So if you start to go in the other direction and say, well, you know, this is what I really want. I want to have people who are wonderful to be around and who are fun or who are interesting or who can see me. That's been kind of a little theme tonight. If you're always end up finding yourself with people who can't see you clearly, that's something to look at and not just blame them, but look and see, wow, what did I learn from this? I keep, you know, creating these relationships where they can't see me. So what am I not showing, or what is it I'm agreeing to? So when I look at this, all of this, it's not that there's no reason why you cannot create what you want, but you could start today. You could just start and decide, that's it, moratorium on creating any more relationships where I don't get what I want, and start to work from a place of trust and surrender and self-love. And it's a walk. It's an everyday walk. It's not perfect. It's not like you do it overnight. It is an everyday thing. So I wish you luck on that, and I know you can. That's a big deal. It's actually your spirit crying out for you to show up again. So when you start doing that, you show up for yourself, you're going to find people who show up for you too. Okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. It was really, really nice to read you. Thank you. Bye-bye. So back to our show. This is Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day on Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. And I come to you Wednesdays from 7 to 8 Pacific Time and live. You can call in, you can get a reading, you can listen. I will have a different theme every week. And as I mentioned, this week's theme is relationships. So I have a few more things I'd love to talk to you about with relationships. A couple things besides some of what's been beautifully coming up tonight in the readings and just with, you know, people bringing what they bring to the table here is that whole thing about how you see yourself, that whole concept of what you look at when you look in the mirror or when you sit down and just simply think about yourself or talk to yourself. And there's something I've said many times to both my students and to clients and to myself, which is this picture. Imagine you have a really good friend and somebody else comes up, a third person comes up and says something really terrible to you about your friend, just really starts trashing your friend. You probably would say, wait a minute, that's my good friend. You can't talk about my friend that way. That's just, you know, you'd be loyal. You just wouldn't let that happen. But when all of that energy comes in, or any invalidation or negativity or self-criticism, or, you know, you starting to think that you're wrong, when that starts to come into your space, it gets between you and yourself. And when that energy comes in and gets in the middle of your relationship with yourself, and just speaking for myself, but also what I see in a lot of other people, what do? You probably don't defend yourself or say, wait a minute, you can't come in and say that about me. You probably go, oh yeah, I'm wrong. There's something wrong with me. I did something. Oh no, I'm not perfect. I didn't do it right. And what I see is that when you start to look at yourself with love and kindness and forgiveness and amusement's always good in a relationship with anybody, but with yourself, that's really important. Let's have some amusement with ourselves, people. When you start to do that, things get more fun and it gets easier to simply be who you are and not have to be on edge all the time about that, or not have to look over your shoulder at what you're not being or how people might be judging you or what you're looking at. So what I'd like to suggest is just that, you know, maybe go ease up a little bit on that relationship you have with you. Now, agreements are a big part of relationships. And I mentioned them a few times tonight, not just in the readings, but in the discussion. Every relationship has an agreement. And agreements are what we all work on. We work on agreements in our lives every day. You have an agreement with every single person you know, whether you know them well or you just meet, you know, the guy who serves you coffee or the person who parks your car for you or whatever. There's an agreement. And in relationships, when you start to create from conscious agreements where you are clear about what the agreement is, it makes it much easier to then be clear in a relationship about what it is you're getting or what you're there for. So that's another part of relationships. The whole concept and the whole notion and the whole action and the whole spiritual thing of creating clear agreements. Now, again, I'm doing live readings tonight during this show. The number here is 1-800-893-9562. This is Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day at Skid Row Studios. And if you'd like to receive a reading, I'm still going to be doing another one or two tonight, so please call on in. Back to agreements. A couple times tonight I've mentioned in different readings, too, the agreement to either do certain kinds of work, or as one caller, you know, called in about her relationship with her husband, and there was an agreement there about what they would do together. And that's something that you see a lot in relationships as well, where you might have thought you had an agreement, or there might have been an assumption that this is what we're going to create together. And people sometimes forget in relationships that it's not just all about that original agreement. You know, that does change. Agreements evolve and they become something a little different, especially as circumstances change, or, you know, whether in the outside world or within the family unit or between the couple or however that works. So when you have agreements that constantly are growing and changing and evolving as you are, that makes it much easier to have fresh, clear relationships. Just makes it much easier to have more fun with the different people who you are in relationship with. So again, too, if you're creating a relationship and just expecting that it's going to be this way and it's going to sort of roll along and this is what we'll do, it may be necessary from time to time to kind of sit down and say, hey, this is what, you know, let's look at our agreement. What are we changing? Or what is it that somebody needs? Maybe one person needs something different, or they need a little space, or they want to grow. They want to change how things are working. And that can be you. It might be you in the relationship wanting to do that. And it might be that you get a whole brand new kind of relationship, depending on what it is that you are both agreeing to have. So this is something to look at. It's not anything to worry about. But if you're going to be psychic in your own relationships, whether it's with friends or family or loved one, you know, your one-on-one relationship, you're a special person, it is useful to be really clear about what those agreements are. And if something feels really cloudy or kind of foggy, or you're not sure, you don't know what it is, or, you know, when if you find yourself often walking around asking questions like, I wonder what she's thinking, I wonder what he's thinking. Meanwhile, you live in the same house with that person, it's useful to maybe once in a while, I mean, let them have their space and let them have their own thinking and thoughts. You don't have to know everything they're thinking, but ask them, hey, what's happening? Let's create some new space in our agreement, some new pictures, some new ways of doing it. So continuing here, we've got about 15 minutes left in tonight's show. And I want to thank everybody who has been listening and calling in tonight. It's been just really fun to get this show started. This is the premiere show for this brand new Psychic Everyday radio show, and I'm really excited about it. I've been teaching and being a professional psychic for about 14 years now. I work with people full time. That's why this is what I do. And I see it as an art form, and I see that what you create and how you work with energy and how you create yourself is really you working with yourself as art. Your own energy is really that material that you build from. And the more you know your own spirit, the more you know who you are and what you're made of, what your own truth is, what you want, what's happening in your world, the more you do all of that for yourself, the easier it is for you to direct your energy. And when you direct your energy, when you focus it, that's where you create. So with tonight's theme in mind, if you're looking to create relationships in a way that you haven't had them, if you're looking to create a special relationship, if you've been finding yourself changing a lot of your relationships, whether with friends or at work, or in general, you know, maybe you moved, maybe you changed jobs, maybe you just got tired of a group you hung out with. Remember that all of that started with you. You changed, and every relationship will change. And when you consciously change and you start to reset your own energy, you're working as a psychic would. You might be doing it consciously, you might be doing it just, you know, out of instinct, out of your own intuition, or just a gut feeling, or because you have to, or it's just the right thing to do. But you're working with shifting your energy. You're getting things moving. You're doing something different. And the clearer you are about that, and the more you can validate it, the easier it is to direct your focus toward what you do want. I went through a time many years back when I was really starting to change my energy around. And it really mostly came out of me just being tired of certain kinds of friendships or relationships. This is a really long time ago. It was before I even was consciously aware of being a psychic. It was before I trained to be a psychic. It was before I was working as one professionally. And I had just graduated from college and things were shifting for me. And I didn't know why. But I just suddenly couldn't be around certain people anymore. I felt very guilty about it with some, and I felt sort of, you know, it was a relief to get away from some others, but I just had to step away from an old group of people. And years later, I realized, oh yeah, I was changing my identity and I was changing what I agreed to. And I realized years later, you know, not at the time as consciously, that I couldn't take on certain kinds of energy from people anymore. And I was doing that. I was being responsible, or I was, you know, taking on the pain of different friends who didn't know how to deal with it themselves. And that is one way that I changed relationships and then myself. And you might find for yourself too that you've just sort of intuitively stepped away from old agreements, old relationships, because it just didn't work anymore. And you might know other people who've done the same thing. So look at that. The times that you've stayed in relationships that were not helpful for you or didn't help you really be who you are. You know, the people who, you know who the people are that are good for you, because they will help you be more of who you are. You have to do the work, but they will help you by being there and saying, yeah, I like that you're being who you are. hey, you just changed everything. That's great. What are you doing now? It looks wonderful. I mean, I don't understand it yet, but I really like it. And when those people show up and they start to really give you that sort of feedback, they don't expect you to stay how you were once, you know that you've got some good friends. You know you've got people who know how to be friends. Now, one thing I've been kind of staying away from a little bit tonight, because it's pretty touchy for a lot of people, is those are the family relationships. And I'm not going to really go into that too much. We've only got, you know, about 9 minutes left here. But I do want to say a little bit about that. When you start to change who you see yourself to be and how you see yourself to be, when you start to change that for you, you change those relationships as well. Now, one thing I want to be really clear about is we have no control over how other people are going to be. We just don't really, we can't control other people. I mean, anybody who thinks they can do that, well, they might be manipulating somebody, or they might be controlling a whole group or doing something, but you really don't have control over what another person will choose. And wouldn't that be boring anyway, that every relationship you have, you get to control what everybody's doing? I kind of think that's boring anyway. I mean, some people might like that. That's their game, but it's not mine. So you don't have control over what others will choose to do or be or how they'll treat you. But what you do have control over is what you will choose. And if you decide, okay, that's it, I'm going to change this about myself. I really want to go and learn how to, I don't know, be a ballroom dancer. I'll just pull out some picture that somehow is floating in the air here in front of me. Go be a ballroom dancer. I'm going to go take classes. And meanwhile, everybody in your group is saying, well, what are you going to do that for? It doesn't make any sense. It's not, you know, how can you make a living being a ballroom dancer? And you're like, well, it's not about making a living. I just want to do it. It's fun. And you start to change things for yourself. And as you go toward what your heart tells you, or your spirit is saying, come on, let's go. I got to go do this. You will start to adjust how you see you, and then others will start to line up to that. Kind of magically. I mean, honestly, sometimes they don't. They would rather not. They kind of go away. But other people will say, wow, I really like what you're doing. That's great. Or then the new people show up. This is the key. If you've been trying and trying and trying to create a romantic relationship for yourself that you really want, one that is just that I just love that. I want to have that. I can see myself in that. I can feel it. It just is the thing. It's my dream. You've been trying to create that and it's been feeling nearly impossible or difficult, or where do I go and do this? And this is the thing that a lot of psychics get asked the question of, when will my dream man show up or my dream woman? And I always say, well, actually, I don't predict the future, because my question to you is, when are you going to start to allow yourself to create more of that? And so I'll look at it that way. It's not predetermined. You don't just have one old, you know, soulmate waiting around the corner to show up when you're ready. But what I see is that when you start to really do you, like work your energy, go in and create what you want, do things that you love, that make you happy, that are your dream. Don't hold back. Do what it is you love. Embellish you. Create yourself. Follow your heart. Do the stuff that makes sense to you, that you just, even if it makes no sense to anybody else, but it makes sense to you because you feel it. You start to do that, and it's interesting what starts to happen. You start to shift all of the energy around you without even trying hard, because actually it doesn't work to try hard, by the way. It's more about being and having. So here you are, creating something that you love and not even worrying about whether others are approving or not. You just got to go do it. It'll be interesting what you create. It'll be really wonderful to see for you what you create. And you do create more and more of what you want when you're starting to be more of who you are. And I will tell you, even though I don't predict the future, that always looks good to me. That's a big one. We've got about 5 minutes here left on the Psychic Everyday show on Skid Row Studios. And again, this is Chris Cahill from coming to you live tonight, February 20th, 2013. And I'm so happy that you are listening. Thank you so much for doing so. I've got just a few more minutes, and if there's one more caller who would like to call on in to get a short little reading, the number here is 1-800-893-9562. And you can get this show, you can download this show on iTunes. I think it'll be there in the next day or two. You can subscribe to the podcast. I will be back next Wednesday night with another edition of Psychic Everyday Radio. And I'll be talking about another theme next week, which I will have posted here this coming week. So a couple more little closing thoughts about relationships and about being able to have what it is you want in relationships. So here's what we've gone over, just a little brief recap. Your relationship with yourself is the most important relationship you have. Now, I'm not talking about being narcissistic. I'm just talking about being self-conscious, self-aware, in a good way, that's self-conscious, conscious of who you are, and also self-loving, just really liking who you are. If you don't like who you are, it'll be hard to create a relationship with someone else who likes who you are. Or you could go create a relationship with somebody else and constantly need them to convince you that you're worth something. So start with you. Start working on you and that relationship with you. And then every relationship you have does come from that relationship. And every relationship you have also has agreements. And you can create conscious, happy agreements. So here's another thing. This is something that I've always found to be useful and kind of fun, a fun way to start to look at your relationships without going critical on everybody or thinking that other people need to be what you think they should be. Look at how you, what it is that you get to really learn and how you get to grow around the people that you know. Even the ones that you were, that who are in your family, who you might have a picture that you didn't choose. Believe me, you did choose them, and you just may not be aware of that sometimes. But take a look at those relationships and just look and see, like, what is it you've gotten from the different people you know? And I'll tell you a little secret. And that is that some of the most challenging and difficult people you've known that you've ever had in your life, the people who you just, you don't even want to be around them anymore, but they were some of your biggest teachers. Some of those people might have really helped you see more clearly who you are, maybe because they might have done some things to help you see who you're not. You know, they might have been a certain way or not been validating or just been challenging. And when you've been around people who don't see you and you decide to see you, you decide to use your own inner vision, your own clairvoyance, and look at yourself clearly and with love and forgiveness and kindness, you really grow. You change. Everything that you create from that point becomes a more conscious act and also becomes a lot less effort because you're not an effort anymore when you're working with the spirit of you. So there. So if I was going to give homework on this show, and I don't really, you know, I like to joke about it, but here's your homework for this week. Start to look at your relationships with yourself and just to get an idea of what that is and how you see that. And just notice if you do look at yourself, if you do sit and maybe look at yourself in meditation or, you know, have a little conversation with yourself. And if you don't meditate, I recommend you start. So a couple things, we're about to sign off in a minute. Again, thank you for listening. You can find me and you can find my websites, chriscahill.com. Also, I have another site called psychiceveryday.com. It's my blog. And I'm going to be here next Wednesday on Skid Row Studios from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific. I also would like to put a little plug in for this Sunday. I do a live Sunday meditation teleseminar every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 Pacific time. And the theme for this Sunday morning, and this is a live call-in meditation, by the way, you'll be in a guided meditation. The theme for this week is creativity in your relationships. Wowza. So it's a grounded, guided meditation. You can learn some stuff. And if you want to sign up for that, go to chriscahill.com and click on the Sunday meditation button and you can sign on up. Okay. Well, thank you again. And thank you, Jeremy and Skid Row Studios and Mindy, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.